This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Sarah Nano. Sarah, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And what is your husband's name?
David.
David. So how did you originally get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
I joined St. Joan of Arc probably in the early 2000s. I used to be a member of St. Thomas, and I went through a divorce and just needed a new community, so I switched.
So why did you pick St. Joan of Arc? I know they're close geographically, but what were some of the reasons that really kind of stood out?
So probably the original reason was the geographic closeness, but it was just just seemed to be a very close-knit community.
Okay. And what type of involvement or groups or activities or things have you done to help you or your husband over the years?
Okay, so at St. Joan of Arc, I organize the annual Angel Tree, which is the Christmas charity that we do. And then, not so much recently, but over the years, Dave and I have been active with RCIA.
Okay.
He, when we got married, he went through RCIA, and so we were active in that for several years after that.
So talk about Angel Tree for a little bit. Just kind of explain what the purpose of it is and what gets accomplished.
So Angel Tree is the Christmas ministry that we do, and we partner with Prison Fellowship Ministries, which is a national organization. We kind of plug into their network, I guess. And so they provide us names of children who have a parent who is incarcerated, and the children are in the Indianapolis area. And so the idea of Angel Tree is that you step into the shoes of the parent in order to continue that linkage with the parent, between the child and the parent. And so you provide that child Christmas gifts on behalf of the parent who is incarcerated. So we provide each child a clothing gift and a toy in the name of their parent for Christmas.
That's pretty neat. How many kids each year do you guys usually help?
So we usually help about, we usually ask for 200, 250. So we usually settle in around 190.
That's a lot.
180, 190. Yeah, it is. But, when I'm in it, I'm always like, this is the last year I'm doing this. And then in the end, you're like, well, that was just, a few weeks. And you end up, obviously touching a lot of people's lives, and it's a great ministry. So the part about it I love the most is that we do gift delivery. Angel Tree, in the national level, they allow you to do, like, Christmas parties or whatever, where you have the people come and pick up the gifts.
Okay.
And, St. Joan of Arc has always been, one of its mission points has always been hospitality. And I always think that it's great that we actually take the gifts to the people where they are. And not only does that, make sure that that person doesn't have to, like, find transportation or carve out time when they might not have time or whatever, we are going to where they're at. And then it helps our parishioners also to kind of see poverty and struggles that are actually not too far away from us. So
how many people have to logistically knock that out?
It varies year to year, but I usually get about 25, 30 people to help with the delivery. Some people deliver just a couple, and some make a whole day out of it, and they'll deliver up to 15 or 20. So, because 180 kids usually shakes down to about 90 families.
Gotcha. Okay.
That we have to deliver to.
Okay. That's really great. I personally have never heard of a program like that, but that's really neat. What are some of your favorite moments maybe you and your husband have experienced, or just you've experienced with some of the people working with them for St. Joan of Arc just over the years?
It would probably be in the, the Angel Tree and RCIA. I mean, we just love the whole community there and who we've met. The other thing we do is we always sell tickets for the French Market. So we'll do a couple shifts selling tickets. And so you get to meet a lot of people just in that exchange. And But, you know, doing RCIA, you really get to know the people that are, you know, studying to become Catholic, and then they usually become active parishioners after that as well. So, so we've just really enjoyed those personal connections.
Okay. So if there was a couple people that you'd just like to recognize for, you know, helping you out, or you seeing them do good for the church, who would those people you like to mention?
Well, definitely Melinda. You know, she really helped us with the, you know, the RCIA and getting Dave kind of comfortable and becoming Catholic and joining a parish community. He didn't really have a great religious experience growing up, and so, you know, so that helped a lot. And just people, some of them no longer with us, like Don Orth and Carl Henn, who were part of RCIA, especially Don Orth, I think my husband really kind of clicked with.
Okay.
And Carl's wife, Polly, she's one of the starters of the Angel Tree, too. So she helped me early on with that.
Well, so. Carl was one of the very first people when I started on December 16th to be able to have about 11 minutes with him, and it was 2 weeks before he passed, so that was great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, is there anything
but
else?
Certainly, like, Jami Ali, who organizes the women's ministry, I really appreciate the relationship that I've built with her, too, so.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd just like to say overall about the church?
Not that I can think of. I mean, we just really love it there. We love the community, and we love Father Guy. Like I said, my husband, this is kind of his first. I fear when Father Guy leaves, because that's all he's ever known. I grew up Catholic, so I know the drill that the priest stays for a dozen or so years, and then you get a new one. But, yeah, he's pretty attached to Father Guy, so...
Well, he is a great guy. Interview is also up. You should listen to it. We dive into a lot of stuff that he's done, even outside of the church, and how it all relates and everything. It's a pretty neat overview.
Oh, that's cool.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and I know the community will love to hear, you know, kind of even the background of Angel Tree. I think that's great.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to close this out, but if you could just stay on the line.
Okay.